nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and a very good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin and we are coming to you live from Juba. Today we are going to be looking at a group of activists launched today in Juba, a campaign called South Sudanese Against Rape. And this comes following a report of multiple rape cases in the country. The group is also calling on the national government, that is the Artigono, to get involved in the recent killing of a six-year-old girl who was allegedly raped in a will, Northern Baragazal, early this month, and suspects are now behind bars waiting to be produced in the court of law. Joining me to discuss all this, I have two guests here in our studio. I have Martha Ajobe Jeremiah, who is an advocate, and Ramadan Ajak Anyang, who is a journalist, and they are the members of this group. And we shall be hearing from them shortly, and our lines will be open to you later on, where you can call on 0912062079 or 0912062079. Send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912177141. Those are all our lines. You can get in touch with us here and discuss anything you want to find out about this group. Good evening, and thank you so much, Martha and Ramadan, for coming to our studio. Marhabek, ya Ramadan.
Shukran.
Yes, Advocate Martha,
good
welcome.
Good evening.
First, tell us more about this campaign you launched today. This group of activists that launched this campaign called South Sudanese Against Rape, and we have been reading of late multiple reports, news coming in about rape cases in the country. So let's begin with you, Martha.
Thank you so much, Sunny. I think the initiative or the campaign against rape came as a decision from a sisters initiative and Women Advocate Association in South Sudan, following the recent event of a rape of a book, and also the report that was produced by the UN Human Rights Division on the rape cases that are nationwide. So this is what triggered the campaign. Mm-hmm. And when we sat, we were thinking what to name it. Now came on board persons like Ramadan. We have artists on board. We have activists on board. Mm-hmm. We have whomever you can think of. So we have a lot of people.
The door is open to anyone.
Everyone, even you, Sunny, you can join us, because this actually is affecting everybody directly. And I insist on that rape is affecting us directly as a society.
And this, even it is tarnishing the image of the country.
It is, yeah. And look, 10 years from now, how will the next generation look like? And I think this is the core now of calling for this campaign.
Okay, kinasema mena Ramadan uleita join group de.
Kwe shukran lima tatani. Taban el group zema zamila marsa atkalamat kabli shayenu. El mubadira taban jad wafan lil hadis al hasal fi awil. Wa indimamna law nihna ndamana taban nun da qadiya muhimma wa da qadiya mujtamaia. Wa fil maqam al awal qadiya akhlaqiya taban. فلا بد انه نحن كناس يعني نشطاء وناس برضو مهتمين بالجانب الانساني وقضايا المرأة انه نقيف يعني مع القضايا المجتمعية زي دي, بحيث انه القضايا زي دي ما تتكرر في المجتمع يعني.
Okay, yes, Martha, what is the main objectives of this campaign here, and for how long do you intend to continue with it?
Okay, the main objective actually is to seek justice to rape victims. And how can we do that is that by calling for amendment in our penal code, which defines rape as a crime. But then the issue that we saw with the section that defines rape is that it's so ambiguous, and then the sentence is where there's aggravating factors, like what happened in a book case. If she was not to be killed, again, the sentence would have been 14 years. Not exceeding 14 years. So we said, okay, now a book is less than 7 years. She's 5 years old. Mm-hmm. She's been raped by a man, an adult. This could have caused her HIV/AIDS or any type of disease, or also the psychological pain, it will be too much.
Yeah.
So
and how even a stigma.
Yeah. So how can you? She's going to live with this for the rest of her life. Now, how can you sentence someone like this to a period that might even be less than 14 years, and you may not look into the psychological effect? So there will not be enough compensation for that. So you're not going to take her through this. She's not going to be psychologically attend to. Yes, she should be taken to the medical support. She may get the legal support, but then psychologically, how is she going to live after the rape incident? So these are the things that we are calling for as a campaign. Look into the law, amend the law. Rape
so,
is
so what do you want the amendment to look like?
We'll be submitting a petition to the revitalized transitional government, explaining how we would want the section to look like, how it will define rape in a more comprehensive manner, because also young boys and men get rape, and objects are used also to perform rape. Then the sentence will be, there's more detail on how we want the sentence to look like. So the more in cases of aggravating factors, we will call for the perpetrators to be killed. So
you are calling for death sentence. Yeah,
exactly. So this we're going to, that's the main idea. But this will come after a lot of consultation with stakeholders, community-based organization, university lecturers, especially those who are doing social science. So we'll understand the reason why rape is being committed and how can we deter it. And also, because we don't want only the document as it is, we can say change the law, but then if you cannot change the society, the rate of crime will always go up. So we're working on two ways: calling for the amendment of the section, and at the same time raising awareness of the society on the on rape, on how we should change this phenomena.
Okay. Ramadan Minhasa le zaman abutum gura present petition de, what are some of the activities abutum gura amulu fi matter guide?
كويس بالنسبة للفعاليات والأنشطة طبعا كثيرة وحسب الجدول العمل والمبادرة انه في هيكون في وقفات تضامنية ممكن يدعمل في الفترة الجاية وبرضو هيكون في ورش العمل على اساس انه الورش دي هتكون مدخل لانه يكون في تقوية ذاته للمجتمع وبرضو هيكون في مقابلات كثيرة يعني في الصحف وبرضو في الإذاعات وفي خاصة السوشيال ميديا هنقدم فيه رسائل كثيرة أساس إنه نقرب المجتمع من الجهاد الممكن بتساهم في توعية المجتمع. وحاجة تانية برضو المهم إنه خاصة جانب بتاع التوعية إنه لابد إنه التوعية يستمر على أساس إنه المجتمع ذاته يقدر يعرف إنه الظاهر بتاع الاغتصاب ده ظاهر خطير جدا, ده جريمة. فإذا المجتمع ما قدر إنه يكون يعني عنده إلمام بالظاهر دي هيكون في استمرارية, والاستمرارية هيدمر المجتمع بشكل كبير يعني خاصة الأعمار الصغيرة اللي بيحصل بيتعرضوا للحاجة. فنحن بنناشد انه الناس اللي في المبادرة والناس اللي لسه ما ينضموا زي ما زميل اتكلم قبل انه المبادرة مفتوح للناس كلهم, اي زول اللي عنده رغبة مرحب به, وعشان انه نحن نقدر نحارب الظواهر زي دي في المجتمع بتاعنا يعني.
Okay, and one of the key question here matter is first of all, let me begin by asking this question which did not answer in the beginning. How long do you intend to run this campaign?
Basically, we had now set a target of 90 days to run this campaign countrywide. Then we'll evaluate ourselves after that. Then we'll see if what we call for is not really achieved. Then we'll continue with the campaign.
So who are the stakeholders within Artigono? Those are key institutions where you believe they are the one who can cause the change you are advocating for, you are going to work with?
Okay. In terms of changing the laws, we intend to target the Parliament, Minister of Justice, the Law Review Commission, and the Judiciary. In terms of creating the change in the society, we intend to target Ministry of Gender, Social Welfare at the state and national level, because there's a great role that they can play. Minister of Youth as well. In terms of execution of the law, now the would intend to target Ministry of Interior, because this is where, who, and then also Ministry of Defense, because if you look at the recent
report,
the March report, the rate of military rape is very high.
Yeah.
So if we could target the Ministry of Defense and work with them, we can also create the change in terms of subjecting their personnel for more training on how they should be dealing with women and young girls and young boys, or even men.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Many times we have seen in many reports that men in uniform, organized forces, are being involved in this alleged raping, and we have never seen, we have heard also sometimes from the army spokesperson that some soldiers have been tried, convicted and sentenced, but that's one of the main issues here. How do you ensure that the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Interior really are the key stakeholders in really driving this campaign, because they are the people who should be taking the lead?
Okay, now with rape, I think after we change the law, it becomes, because men in uniform raping civilians.
Mm.
So the question is, who have the jurisdiction to try this matter? If you're trying it at a military court-martial level, can we ensure that victims of rape are compensated? That's a question. If we're bringing it to the civilian courts, will it be supported enough to try men in uniform? So this is the, now the discussion should start from there, amending the laws, not only the Penal Act, but also if there are private laws within this institution that need to be amended, then we have to do that, and then work on raising the awareness of the their personnel on issues to do with sexual violence.
Okay, taban Ramadan ito gute taban campaign de brokulu fi wilayat all over the country. Lakini anar of galfi challenges bita logistic masalat minine le wilaya ana mataki demanda kumgurush de aya mulke baden.
Taban fi janib da taban al mubadara yani mu'tamad li nafsu yani ma fi jahat mumkin da yadam mubadara lakin fi imkaniyya inu nas tabzal majhud kabira al asas inu yisahil khasatan al janib da ta'awun bardu inu nas yamlu ta'awun ma nas fi wilayat al masalan zay rawabi zay al tajammuhat al daiman tashghal fi janib da tawiya inu huma yaqumu bi nafs al amal al nahna binqumbu fi al asima hina juba bihayth inu huma yawsilu nafs al risala ashan yaqallil bardu min nisba inu mumkin nas يقوموا من العاصمة ويمشي ولايات هيكون برضو في تكاليف لكن في التعاون ممكن هيكون موجود بين مبادرة مع بعض من الروابط الموجود أو التجمعات في ولايات على أساس إنه هم يقوم بنفس التوية اللي هنا بنقوم به ويقوموا بأنه ينشطوا المجتمع من حيث إنه الحاجات دي ما تحصل. أما نحن كناس في جوفا طبعا بنعتمد لنفوسنا كناس مبادرين وبنساهم لوحدينا يعني.
أوكي يلا في سؤال تاني يعني how do you ensure معلومات بتاعك دي وصل لاد في ولايات ان لاد في بوما في بايامات كله.
طبعا التأكيد بيجي من حيث انه احنا في التعاون احنا هنعمله مع الجهات الموجوده في الولايات. والتعاون بيجي من خلال التواصل
زي الناس اللي في ولايات مثلا
يعني مثلا في التجمعات شبابيه ممكن يكون موجود زي في اويل ممكن يكون في روابط شبابيه. فالروابط دي احنا بننسق معاهم على اساس انه هم العمل اللي احنا بنقوم به وهم برضه يقوموا بالعمل ده ويسهلوا انه يعملوا توعيه للمجتمع ويقوم بنفس الاعمال اللي احنا بنقوم به هنا في 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 جوبا. يعني لو في امكانيه ونحن قدرنا انه يكون في ناس ممكن من جوبا هنا يمشوا يلفوا ولايات لو في امكانية او في جهات قدرت انه يدعموا المبادرة يوفروا الجوانب اللوجستيكية برضو ممكن بكون كويس لانه الجانب اللوجستيك برضو مهمة يعني.
Yes, Advocate Mata, the most pressing question right here is these survivors of rape, really, some of them really need a lot of psychosocial support right now, and some of them also need justice, and some of them we never know whether they will come up and speak, because like you said, the issue of coming up to speak that yes, this happened to me. Many women, once they are raped, they don't come forward to report it because of fear of any repercussion within the community of being stigmatized. In your campaign, have we put that into consideration to ensure that the survivors of people who have been raped, they have to be supported in any way?
I think we need to stop normalizing the violence, because one of the aspect of women not stepping forward or men not stepping forward to report is that they are now normalizing the violence and saying it's okay to be raped. So we need to end that cycle. And then it's important also to do a mapping on how many institutions are providing psychosocial support. How can we, Marcel, involve Ministry of Gender and Social Welfare to at least send social workers to schools, to institution, and speak with them and say, okay, well, have you ever, or in any way to explain that they have gone through violence, and then talk to them out of that. Because as a legal practitioner, our role comes at the end, after the medical and the psychosocial support. Because a victim, maybe after the psychosocial support, will say, no, I don't want to pursue this matter in court. I cannot force her to do that. But if she's aware that it's important to take this matter to court so the perpetrator can be sentenced and at least she can find some form of justice, then that's fine. But if not, then we should just bring her out from that incident to put her back in a society whereby she can live as a normal person again. So the message will be to stop normalizing sexual violence.
Do you believe that your action or this campaign can cause the change you are advocating for, given our complex situation we are in right now? First of all, we have still some schemes here and there in the country where some holdout group are still not yet signing agreement with the government, and the government is trying to form a national army, and there are so many people having guns or not even in the system, they are in their own. So do you believe this can cause the change you are looking for at this time right now?
Our campaign is called Junubin Against Rape.
Junubin Against Rape.
No discrimination there. Whether you're in the army, you're not in the army. Whether you're in the government, you're not in the government. Whether you're in the bush or you're in the city, we're all Junubin. And I think that the cause is noble. We want to end violence. So ways will come on how to talk them out of what they're doing.
What will it
we'll take? We'll achieve the
change.
What
do you think it will take?
It will take our time. It's taking our time now. Take a lot of effort. It will take generations, but we'll receive the change.
Okay. Yes.
But change that we are calling for now is achievable because we are looking at changing the laws. Now, changing the mindset, the perspective of not using women's body as a weapon, this will take time, but we are going to work with whomever is ready to affect that change.
So you believe the current laws we have cannot affect the change you are looking for?
At this point, it will at a certain level it is, because the laws are there, but we are not making use of them.
Yeah,
as you said, they are not reporting. So how can you affect the law when there are no incidents that are reported? I was discussing with a colleague, and I was told that we might have 11 million legal problem
so in the country.
In the like for the past,
yeah, not, yeah. For the past 10 years.
For the past 4 years only.
4 years,
or maybe less than that. 11 million legal problem. How many legal problem comes to court? So if we have 11 million, that means me and my colleagues are very busy making money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the case. Funny enough, we have to make sure that local courts, and this is where most of the problems are taken to.
Yeah.
The chief courts, the traditional courts, they are sorting a lot of legal issues that statutory courts don't. Even us as lawyers, we don't do. So how can we work also with them to ensure that some of these cases, they understand that it needs the statutory intervention?
Yeah.
So in their traditional laws, maybe there are no provision that speak of how you handle sexual violence, but it's there in the statutory law. So bring it to us so we can do it.
Of late, we have seen a group of judges being dispatched to all the countries or what is called this mobile court. And I was speaking to one of the judges who went to Mundri. He said they also tried cases of rape. Do you think this initiative can also help?
Yeah, I want to applaud the initiative of UNDP together with the Ministry of Justice, Interior, and then the Judiciary. Because actually they're trying to reach where there are no courts, where the traditional courts are handling most of the cases. These are my colleagues who went to Mundri. Some of them had gone to Yambio, and some of them have gone to Malakalan, areas that has no courts right now. And they are trying their best to sort their matters and the matters there. One of the testimonies that we got from Mundri is that at first people were not ready
to
come forward to speak in court.
Yeah, because of fear or what?
Because they don't believe in this kind of a system yet.
It has
been absent for long in their state. It's new to them. But then when they were coming, as they approached to coming back to Juba, people start coming. So they understand now, this is a court where I can get my right.
Okay.
So...
Right, you can call us right now on 0912062079 or 0912062950 and ask your question to my two guests right here, Ramadan Ajak Anyang, who is a journalist plus advocate Mata Jombe Jeremiah. And these are the group who launched a campaign today in Juba called Junubin or South Sudanese Against Rape. This follows multiple reports of rape cases across the country, including the one that happened early this month in Awil town of Northern Baragaza State. Now we have suspects who are behind bars waiting to be produced in the court of law, according to the governor of Northern Baragaza State, who spoke to our reporter Emmanuel Kelly on Sunday, and it was played here on the radio, disputing facts that because there were rumors that these people were freed and they ran away, they paid money. They said these people are in the court, and this group are saying they want the national government to get involved in such kind of cases, because this 5-year-old girl was raped by an old man and she died. And not only her, there are so many cases in the country, and now they are going to run a campaign for 90 days. They will be moving to all corners of South Sudan, and their doors are open. If you want to join them, you can come and join them. It's not only for them, but anyone can come and join and fight against rape cases, because it is affecting everybody, according to Advocate Mata Jombe. And they will be working in collaboration with other ministries in Juba, like for example the Minister of Defense, Minister of Interior, Minister of Gender, the Parliament, Justice, and many more. I can't keep reading them because of the time right now. If you have any question, call us and ask your question to my two guests right here. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Hello, Martin.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, my dear.
Your name?
From
Okay, go ahead.
So thank you. I just appreciate the talk with my dear brother Tana Martin.
Mm-hmm.
I congratulate the guest.
Okay, your question.
So my question now, the sexual violence is too much here in South Sudan in general. No who is it? Should be said that nobody should be said that my city is better than the rest.
Yeah.
No. So last week, I heard it. There was a old woman was raised in the eastern part of Ikorora, and young and the child was raised in the northern Baradal. So. That is the issue. There are very bad issue. So my question, my question is this: if it is something like this, is it the female that using the raising, or is the male, or is the male that using the raising, or both
okay.
of them? Are using the
reason. Thank you so much for your question, and they will be trying to answer. And you can still call us on 0912062970 2950 or 0912062970. Those are all our lines. You can call and send us also your SMS to our SMS number 0912177141. Hello, Redimira. Hello?
Hello, hi.
Yes, Fira de Giri Mark.
I am a Gofulana. Salam Tayan, that one is there.
Isim Birak.
Isim John Taban.
Okay, Darmin Wen John Taban.
Darmin Gulule.
Okay, Marhab Tawali.
Bravo. I Kalam Bitanaza, Alumon Gunuze, and a guy no Dajal Mabamu Nefsu.
Mm-hmm.
Kalam Sarapping, they ask him to see Marat. See Mara, see Mara, Tanal Fat, ask him to get a gure.
Aye.
Amulo rapping the Mara Omur Sitin. sitting.
Yeah.
Sana. They must have a Mulufogo. No, no, the Kakumakar Kanya, Yibu Gunun al Badi Munaz del Kamul Kalam de Katalita Mara White Bara.
Okay.
I think Kalamta Naza, they were Baba Mulem too. They put Kadap Mungo in the target.
Okay. Shukran Kalisa John Taban min Gudelina. We can pick one more as anybody for second man Dave Bidana Kedoman Juabo. Hello, Ready Mira. Hello.
Hello, Sunny Martin.
Your name?
Mr. Gecko from Tomping.
Okay, Jacob from Tomping.
Gecko.
Okay, Gecko.
Yes, sir. I have only two questions. In the deep part in the village, where some people are not having the access of radio, the access of even the language, and these things are always here in the capital, Radio Mirai, iRadio, and other radio stations. So, and most of the victims are there at the grassroots. So, how will they make sure the information reach to those people and the justice? Secondly, second question, like here in Juba, maybe our government will see it like it's a demonstration. So how sure are they to convene the people to join them in the race?
Okay. Thank you so much, Gecko from Tomping. Let me throw this to Mata, the last question from Gecko in Tomping here. How will you ensure or how will you convince the people to join you, since it seems like a kind of a protest or given our situation right now? And the second question from him was about access of information to the deep parts of the country where there's no access to radio, no internet, no newspapers. How do you ensure you reach out to these people where actually this act is being committed?
Okay, thank you. With regard to access to information on what we want to distribute and the change that we are calling for, I think my colleague Ramadan had answered that we intend to engage with everybody in the states. We have, of course, the civil society organizations that are working with the grassroots. So these are the people that we can work with to ensure that the information reach to the people in the villages,
to
in
all their corners of the country,
in their languages even, so they can understand. Because it relates to how we share information, and I think that's where Radio Mirai also come in to share information as much as they can. And I think Sunny we can use you.
Yeah. So convincing people to come and join your group. Because
the question is the question is it affecting everybody or not?
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be honest with yourself. The previous caller who called from Gudeli, he's affected by the fact that a 60-year-old woman was raped.
Yeah, and nothing was done about it.
But what did he do as a citizen, mm-hmm. as an individual, as a son to that 60-year-old woman? How did he respond to that act? And I think that's what we call active citizenship.
Yeah.
So we are now actively engaging in sorting out this issue. We want to bring a solution to it. So it will be difficult to say that we need to don't need to convince. It's you to convince yourself that this is a call that we need all of us to stand in solidarity and find a solution to it. And it's not only rape. We have a lot of social issues
happening around the country,
and it has nothing to do with politics.
So how will you convince Jeko? How are you going to do this campaign? Through rallies, talk show like what you are doing right now, in newspapers, social media?
Yes, everything.
You call people for a workshop?
Think about it. Think about everything. We are engaging everybody on different levels, the intellectuals, the less educated, the children. Mm-hmm. Also part of our campaign at the school, the children. Ministry of Education must be involved in this. Because we may also call for them to put in their syllabus things to talk with about sexual violence, to educate those young children about their body. You see, so we intend to involve everybody. The question of convincing is actually bound to you as a person. Are you going to convince yourself that you're going to sit there, or you're going to actively participate in making change in the society you are living in?
Mm. Yeah, the question I think you had earlier on talked about it. Who are the most affected when it comes to raping?
Both.
Mm.
Nobody is not affected when it comes to rape. And I wonder why he asked like that, because even the impact on men is higher than the what women experience. I might be wrong, but I've seen a documentary documenting rape of men in Congo.
Yeah.
And it really touched me how men experience rape, because they experience it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fia jidder jidde fogo Ramadan ke kalam bita masalan kalam bita John
kalam
min gudele ni
kalam bita John.
I am sure it a journalist, you covered the story last year. It was a big story for Jubaini
taban kalam bita John taban yani ana mumkin ashuf inu fino min yahas yani John has inu hu yahsan inu kalam al nahna bin gulu ma yahsal taban marsed kalamat bi sura mustafida jidda inu haja da musule bidana nahna أنا وكد يحصل حاجة زي ده في المجتمع بتاعنا، أنا هنا بنرفع صوت بتاع الناس الحصل لهم للجهاد الثاني الممكن بيساعد إنه القضية زي ده ما يحصل في المجتمع. لكن أنا هنا بننظر إنه زول تاني وبعمله، ما في زول بيعمله، ده مسؤولية بتاعنا نحنا، ده مسؤولية. بعدين ده قضية مجتمعية بحتة، ده ما قضية سياسية طبعا عشان الناس يقولوا إنه لا نحنا نتكلم، لكن ده قضية مجتمعية وده قضية إنسانية، إنه حاجات اللي بيحصل ده ما حاجات إنسانية، وده حاجات بنشوف إنه ده حاجات إجرامية، لأنه العيال الصغار حتى المرة الكبيرة اللي قالوا قبل شوية ده كلام ما ممكن يعمل زول نسي طبعا انه يعمل حاجة زي ده. لكن اذا نحن بقى في توعية في المجتمع وبقينا نناشد المجتمع انه الحاجات ده حاجات ما موجود في مجتمعنا نحن ذاته كجنوبيين، انا متأكد الحاجات ده هيمشي تدريجيا، وده محتاج لنا كلنا نشغله، ما محتاج لنا احنا برانا، ده ما احنا طبعا زي ما مارس اتكلم ده وبادر بتاعنا كلنا كجنوبيين ضد الاغتصاب يعني.
اوكي. You can call us right now on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Hello, Redimira. Hello. Hello. Hello, Redimira.
Hello.
Yes, marhabek. Isma kudari minwen.
I'm Felix Darapi Malakal.
Okay, Felix.
Hi.
Hi, marhabek.
Philip.
Hi, Philip. Mini Malakal. Swal take.
I quite sure. I do. Mudo kita lamun left a few fi jan northern Bargazal. Daja also lo waja few jidan.
You
know. Alu. Aje bila ma aku kain few yani jana deze janao. Kami kin few jana mulu. Kalau nong jero otani macam jadi few fi bagana. Mara aku kata few maraten few asa.
Aye.
So you know, bangsi lo kalam deh, under view lo aku mah jangan view kalam deh, alahau view hal kita jangan ada ya lau bade, kalau lo lezati kutu view, atau lo aktu lo view jatuh mah view, mah view aja ya ni cari amul view, akhiri kita bu view batu cari, sijin lama lo bade ni aja view sijin akhir view jadi, aku mah ingin kena view hal kita nasi deh.
Syukuran kalis Philip min Malakal. Hello, Redimira. Hello.
Yes, one man.
Yes, I'm okay. Your name and where are you calling from?
Paul Gabriel from Akoba.
Okay, go ahead, Gabriel.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that is a good topic, but you know, Sanama, and maybe I can say it, like what others calling said before.
Mm.
You know, the case of raping is not only from female side. You may find even in male side also it is there. Example, for instance, like you may find a big person from female is dating the young guys.
Mm.
Okay, so how will you count that? That one will be, you know, you can even force to stay with that young person. Like having giving him something so to stay with her. Okay, so in such case, if you bring this one in front of judgment, so that one I think it can be called as raping.
Okay.
And secondly, you know, like in South Sudan now, we have a lot of, we have a different kind of culture, okay? And in other countries, may find it like if there is a such kind of rape, so others community may not accept it to be reported. So they will say that one it can be abuse.
Yeah. Okay?
So for our guests there, how do they really do that in case if they have like for example maybe they may reach others area like which are very far from town or from Juba. So how will they do that, or how do they really manage such kind of situation while if they went to a different community?
Thank you so much, Bol Gabriel from Kobo, county of Jonglei State. My question here is coming in from James in Tomping, and Jamie says, my question goes to Advocate Mata, and he wants, in your opinion, what do you think is the root cause of cases of rape in the country? Why is the rape cases so high in the country? What are the reasons, in your opinion, as an advocate, and what can be done to change the narrative before the government and the EU people comes in? Because the change must begin with an individual and it will come to the general public. That's from James in Tomping. Yeah, let's begin with him.
Oh, thank you so much, Sunny. I think good question.
Yeah.
Which need research on the behavior of the criminal who is committing rape. So I think that will answer James' question.
Yeah,
we need to study the perpetrators. Why are they committing the offense? Is it what are the drivers? Because what drives you to rape a 2 years old or a 5 year old or a 60 or 70 year woman? Yeah, or what drives you to not
what even makes you to think of raping a woman?
Yeah, what makes you to rape? Yeah, so that's where we start. I think research should be done on that, and research is important because it will inform lawmaking,
the policymakers.
Yeah, the policymakers to now say, okay, if this is the phenomenon in the society, and if these are the reasons, then let's form the law in this particular way.
Okay.
To answer for the.
So the second part of James' question is what initiative can be done to change the behaviors of these people who are acting this act?
A study can provide recommendations on how can we change the behavior of the criminals.
Okay. Ramadan Fiswal Taban Jamin Ball Ajet reporting. Nas kutarma report. It abiliko zamantan marakabir, zamantan be convinced a small an underage boy in the name of sugar mummies and then begin staying with them. how do we encourage Naske if Kiruman Jagi Damas and report I get it? Because I remember I attended a workshop for Jubeni. It was said that if a man is harassed sexually by a woman, he may not report, and sometimes he may feel like let it just pass like that.
Guys, طبعا بالنسبة لأنه الناس تقدم يعني التقارير وتقدم الحاجات دي للجهاد عشان يقدر يحلوا المشاكل دي. أنا إحنا طبعا كمجتمع في قضايا كتير قاعد يسكتوا عنه. يعني الناس بخافوا أصلا. يعني بطبيعتنا نحن بنخاف إنه نقدم الحاجات اللي بيحصل لنا للناس الممكن يوصلوا صوتنا والقضية زي ده ما يحصل تاني. فأنا بناشد وبلي بيكون رسالة عامة لكل الناس يعني إنه أي ظاهرة بعيدا من ظاهرة بتاع الاغتصاب اللي احنا عملنا اللي هو ظاهرة البارز هسي وأكتر انتشارا طبعا. أنا احنا بناشد إنه طبعا زمان خاصة أتى في السودان ذاته وكده يحصل ظواهر بتاع التحرش وبتاع قضايا المعروفة المجتمع. سودانيين بيعملوا مبادرات, يعني كان أنا مذكر في مبادرة بتاع أفضل المتحرش, يعني الزول اللي بيعمل التحرش لازم أنت تفضعه عشان الناس يعرفوا إنه دزول عمل حاجة ما كويس. فتدريجيا المجتمع بيكون عارف إنه دزول حاجة عمل حاجة ما كويس, والحاجات زي دي بيكون في خوف من الناس اللي دارين يعملوا حاجة. فنحن محتاجين إنه لازم لازم اذا حصل اي نوع من الـ من الـ من الـ من الـ الظواهر دي, اغتصاب, حصل اي حاجه ما كويس في المجتمع, انه الناس تبلغ, يعني تبلغ الجهاد العلمانيه, تبلغ خاصه صحف, لأن طبعا ناس في صحف ممكن يساعدوا في نشر المعلومات انه كيف لو حصل لك حاجات اللي انت تقدر تعمل نفسك منه. فنحن نطلع من الخوف ومن الياس الموجود اللي بيخلينا انه نحن ما نقدر نوصل القضايا زي دي في رأي العام, ورأي العام يقدر يساعدنا انه يوصلوا لجهاد المعنية يعني.
اوكي, واكيد ان الرسالة بتاعك لناس ابو قاسم تتبنى جا في نهاية برنامج كلاس.
الرسالة طبعا الاخيرة انه مبادرة بتاع الجنوبيين ضد الاغتصاب ده مبادرة وطنية, ورسالتنا انه لازم نحن كل ندعم المبادرة دي, ولازم نقيف في يد واحد كناس جنوبيين. ما عندنا ظواهر زي دي في جنوب السودان. الظواهر زي دي ده ظواهر مخلة جدا, وده ظواهر خطيرة, وبيحدد مستقبل بتاع عيال بتاعنا ذاته. فنحن بنقدم رسالة انه لازم نقيف ضد الحاجات زي ديل كمجتمع بتاع جنوب السودان بمختلف المكونات الموجود في جنوب السودان. يعني انه نخلق مجتمع موافي, مجتمع ما فيه نوع من التحرش, نوع من القضايا ما بيليق بأعدادنا وما بيليق بثقافتنا نحن يعني كساوث سودانيز يعني. شكرا.
اوكي, أدفوكيت مارتا, اكيرا رسالة بتاعك للناس ابو قاسم, and what can be done really to change these reports of raping we have just seen recently in the UN report in Leaf County of United States, there were so many women were raped.
I think Risala said beginning, no, I think it's high time that we stop keeping quiet about these things, and we stop looking at things that they are normal, because even if we come forward, nothing is going to happen, like how my other brother was talking. So it's high time that we speak about those things that are not good in our society, and it's high time that we change perspectives and to achieve at least sort of stability and a healthy environment where the society can grow.
Okay, thank you so much, Advocate Martha Jombe Jeremiah, and Ramadana Jack Anyang, who is also a journalist, and they are the group of activists who launched today in Juba a campaign called Junubin Against Rape, or South Sudanese Against Rape. And this follows a report of rape cases around the country, including the recent one that happened this month in Awil town of Northern Barakaza State. And the campaign is going to run for 90 days, and the door is open for anyone to go and join the group so that you can change the narrative of these cases of rape we are hearing in the country. And they're going to involve so many other key stakeholders: the Minister of Justice, the Minister of Interior, Minister of Defense, parliamentarian, and many, many others. So you can join the group and be part of it. They will be visiting all the states. They will have so many platforms where you can engage with them.